Part 1. The Basics. 1. What is the law? 2. To whom did God give the law? 3. What is the meaning and significance of Romans 2:14-15? Chapter 1. What is the law? Before I plunge into the deep, I must define my terms and give a brief summary of the various biblical meanings of the law. And there's need. Most evangelicals think of the law as a moral system encapsulated in the Ten Commandments. This is a bad, bad mistake and the source of much misunderstanding and trouble. True, the Ten Commandments is a biblical phrase, but its use in Scripture is very rare, and the law is never defined in this way, never. The phrase Ten Commandments occurs only 3 times in the entire Bible, never once in the New Testament. Of course, the tablets of stone and the ministry written and engraved on stones are mentioned in the New Testament. But whether these are references exclusively to the Ten Commandments or to the entire Sinai covenant is debatable. So where did the idea that the law means the Ten Commandments come from? It originated with Thomas Aquinas in the 13th century, was developed by the Reformers, and reached its zenith in the following 100 years under the Puritans. It's still with us. And it confuses, and worse than confuses, the debate right at the start. How does the Bible speak of the law? The 2 main words are Torah, instruction, in the Old Testament, and Nomos in the New. Sometimes the law refers to the entire Scriptures, sometimes the Old Testament, sometimes the Pentateuch or Moses' teaching, sometimes the Ten Commandments, but whether just the Ten Commandments is open to question, sometimes a system or universal principle, sometimes the Mosaic Covenant, sometimes several of these concepts coalesce. Take Romans 3:19 as a particular example. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. The context tells us what the law is here. It must refer to more than the Ten Commandments and more than the Pentateuch. After all, in Romans 3:10-18, Paul quotes extensively from the Psalms, and from Ecclesiastes and Isaiah, all the while talking about the law. Some, however, limit the law of Romans 3:19 to what they call the moral law, the Ten Commandments. This is wrong. The law here refers to the entire Old Testament, especially the Mosaic law. To summarize, in Scripture, the word law is capable of several meanings. It certainly is not always the Ten Commandments. In fact, it overwhelmingly refers to all the Mosaic legislation. Let me give some evidence for what I say. Moses spoke every precept, commandment, according to the law, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant which God has commanded you. According to the law, almost all things are purified with blood." Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the judgments. And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord. He took the book of the covenant and read it. And Moses took the blood, sprinkled it on the people and said, "This is the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you according to all these words." What were these words, these judgments, this covenant, this law? Everything which God made known to the Hebrews leaving Egypt, in the wilderness of Sinai, the covenant, the words of the Lord commanded, the Ten Commandments, the judgments, clearly law, commandments, precepts, statutes, words of the Lord, judgments, and covenant are all encompassed in the one word, law. Indeed, law includes virtually everything from Exodus 12 to the end of Deuteronomy, the renewal of the law in Moab, including Leviticus and Numbers. In particular, when Paul spoke of the law, he almost always meant the Jewish law, the law of God given to Israel through Moses as recorded in the first five books of the Bible. There's another point. Paul frequently used the word law without the definite article, a fact which many readers of the English New Testament may not be aware of, since the translators have often introduced the definite article to make the text read the law, instead of what Paul actually wrote, that is, law. But the lack of the article, contrary to how it might seem, is Paul's way of stressing his concept of law, not the opposite. In short, the law in Scripture really amounts to the revelation of God to Israel, principally through Moses on Sinai, including, but far from being restricted to, the Ten Commandments engraved on the two stone tablets. And this is the overriding meaning I will attach to the law. With this in mind, I now turn to a more detailed examination of the Scriptures. I will show, first of all, that not only was the law given to the Jews, it was given only to them, and to them only.